Chin oaks, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, how about a bunch of this growing together?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just come in the house. Carlos, this is one of the teachers from OSU, Mr.
Hello, I'm Bob.
He's teaching up there where our apprentice goes.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
How is the boy tonight?
Well, his mother said he was better.
Good.
Mm-hmm. He sure was sick today.
What do we got here?
No, I'm finding out all sorts of words about Chin Oak. The next thing I'm going to ask is, do you call it anything else?
Not that I know of.
Chinry?
There is Chinry.
Is that different?
Well, no. It's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's the same little kind of trees, because there's a lot of it on our farm. Chinry, Chin Oak, and what else do they have up there? They have Johnson grass, don't they?
Oh boy. This is my secretary. I just let him write it all down here. Take it all down and then...
And you work it out.
Later I turn it on and I can write this stuff out at my leisure. I just scratch it down now and get it later. Greatest little thing going.
Boy, I'd think that would be really something.
Oh, it takes the work out. So darn much. If I had to write these down in order and
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's right.
Legibly, I'd be sunk.
That's right.
I'd never get anybody to talk to me because it would take me a week.
Take you a week to do it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a group of trees out in open country?
Oh, let me see. What would we call that? A group of trees. I don't know what it is.
A clump or a grove or...
A grove of trees. Now that's what most everybody would call it, would be a grove of trees.
Is that ever called a mott?
Not here.
I guess this is farther north.
Yeah.
How about a place where the brush grows very thickly?
Well, now what would we call that?
Maybe down along the creek.
Yeah.
If it's so thick you can't get through.
Yeah. Just brush, that's all I've ever heard it called. It just there's quite a bit of it along up and down these little creeks over here west of us.
And some terms of relation here. Mr. is your
husband.
And you are his
wife.
A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And you called who did you call daddy to?
Who do I call daddy to?
Yeah, who did you call daddy to when you were a little girl?
My father.
Mm-hmm. And you usually called him daddy, and your mother was your
mother.
Mother.
Mm-hmm. I always called her mother.
Mm-hmm. These together were your
parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you call your grandmother?
Grandmother.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, your children, you have?
Four.
Four. One boy.
One boy and three girls.
Who delivered the babies here in the early days before there was a doctor, Ham?
Oh, I don't know. Just anybody.
Any special
just,
term?
Just any. Well, midwives.
Midwives.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call them. Mm-hmm. Sugar, where are you going? Oh, he's going fishing.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
What do you catch?
Going to fishing. They catch crappie.
Oh, that's right. This is the time.
Yeah.
What in the world does he put in a can?
Well, he's going to mix up some kind of bait that he mixes up.
Oh.
Yeah, and he does it today, so he can use it tomorrow.
Go to Luger?
Well, yeah, but I don't think they're going to Luger tomorrow. I think they're going to a tank off down here someplace between here in Red River. Mm-hmm. I think that's where they're going.
Is a tank the same as a pond?
Yeah, same thing.
Now, what would you call a child, now maybe when you were a girl, you'd have a different term, or maybe there was a term that you never used, or maybe a term that you only used among yourselves, a child who was born out of wedlock.
I just called illegitimate.
Just illegitimate?
Mm-hmm. That's all I ever knew.
If a child has the facial characteristics of his father, you'd say he